Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And with me now is my colleague, Bridget Bergen, WNYC senior political correspondent and host of the live Sunday noontime call-in show, The People's Guide to Power, who's been reporting on the Republican legal challenge to voting by mail in New York State in these midterm elections, and a real head-scratcher on the head of the Manhattan Board of Elections complaining that voter turnout might be too high. Wait, what? Thanks for being here, Bridget. Hello.
Good morning.
Let's take the mail-in or absentee ballot case first, because some of our listeners may have even sent theirs in already. What can people do as things stand, and what does this Republican lawsuit seek to change?
Well, what they can do is, if you've applied for an absentee ballot, you can still fill it out, send it back in. This lawsuit, which is a story that thankfully I have been able to team up with my colleague John Campbell to do, because there is a very upstate component to it, and he's based out of Albany. This is a suit filed in Saratoga County, just north of Albany, that seeks to change the absentee ballot rules. The case was filed by the state's Republican and conservative parties, along with a host of other folks, and they are objecting to the state's new law for how absentee ballots are canvassed. That's the process of inspecting absentee ballots for errors on the oath envelope, and then preparing them to be counted. And then also for the excuse that was created initially as part of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was originally an executive order that former Governor Cuomo had instituted that would allow people to apply for an absentee ballot using COVID-19 or the threat of COVID-19 as an excuse, since in New York State we have a law that requires an excuse to apply for an absentee ballot. That executive order expired, and then the legislature passed a law that is actually set to expire at the end of this year, but that would grant voters the ability to apply for an absentee ballot under a temporary illness excuse, which could include COVID-19 or could be something else. And the plaintiffs in this case said that that violated the Constitution. It was overly broad. And that is really, that could be a very problematic, if the judge rules for them, that could be very problematic, because once those ballots, it will be very difficult for boards of elections to have to deal with the fallout from that ruling.
Yeah, people who are using mail-in ballots since COVID started will see the instructions that you can check the temporary illness box for the reason that you're using an absentee ballot, even for just the fear of contracting COVID by going to a crowded polling place where a lot of people are breathing on you. So people can check that temporary illness to signify that. Let me ask you why. Why try to stop people from doing that? Isn't that just a way of making it harder for people to vote?
Well, I think you have to think of it in a larger context, in terms of how the Republican and conservative parties specifically view, they would use language similar to what you're using, voting by mail. And technically in New York, we are not a vote by mail state, right? We are an absentee ballot state. And under our absentee ballot rules, you must have an excuse to apply for that absentee ballot. And just last year, there was a ballot question for all voters that would allow for no excuse absentee voting. And the conservative and Republican parties invested millions of dollars in a campaign that was largely targeting voters upstate, called the Just Say No campaign, to defeat those ballot initiatives, which they did. It was a media campaign that really blanketed airwaves upstate. There were some lawn signs upstate. Those ballot initiatives failed. There wasn't a lot of campaigning in response because I think, you know, we saw Democrats were, you know, sort of focused on a lot of other issues. There was that really spirited fight up in Buffalo for India Walton, who was running for mayor against Byron Brown, had won the primary and was trying to defeat him as he mounted a write-in campaign. And so a lot of the energy and progressive sort of rallying went to that.
The ballot measure. And so that ballot question that would have allowed permanent absentee ballot, balloting with no excuse, failed. But at this point, since absentee voting has already begun in this fall election, would that mean invalidating votes that have already been cast if the court rules in the Republicans' favor?
I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this judge, who, you know, it is worth noting, the judge is a Republican. This case was filed in Saratoga County. The Saratoga County Republican Party is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. This judge was a vice chair of the Saratoga County Republican Party at one point before she became a Supreme Court justice. So if she decides to rule and invalidate that excuse, you know, that may require boards of elections to go back to voters if they are able and, you know, find out what their reason was for applying for an absentee ballot. But ultimately, it will really just cause chaos and cause chaos very close to an election, which is something that I think we have seen happen in other parts of the country. And I think we need to be aware that it is something that could happen here in New York, too.
So we will await this ruling. And obviously, if it comes down and does knock out a lot of absentee balloting for this election, we will tell you what to do if you've already cast an absentee ballot or plan to. So the other election-related piece of news that you have for us that also seems quite partisan, Manhattan Board of Elections Commissioner Frederick Umani, a Republican, has said that he is concerned that voter turnout might be too high this year. Wait, what? Is this from The Onion or something? What exactly did he say and what did he mean by that?
So, you know, the quick sort of, you need to understand how the New York City Board of Elections is structured to understand this story. Background is, in New York City, we have an elections commissioner from each party from each borough. So there are 10 elections commissioners who ultimately have to make a lot of the decisions about how the agency itself operates. There's certainly staff that do the work, but they are required to, you know, give approvals to a lot of things from, you know, what mailers go out to personnel decisions. And in this particular case, the board made a decision to send out a mailer to all voters across the city, letting them know when the election was, where their poll site was, times that it was open. Nothing particularly unusual other than the fact that they're only required to send a mailing like that out once a year. But given the fact that we've gone through this massive redistricting process and, you know, lines have changed and therefore election districts have changed, and if your election district has changed, that might change your poll site, they thought it might help reduce voter confusion to just do another mailer and tell people, this is when the election is, this is where you vote. Nothing that seems too controversial, but for the fact that, as we know, there are a larger number of registered Democrats in New York City as compared to Republicans. Democrats outnumber Republicans here in the city by about 6-1. That's not the Board of Elections' fault, of course, but it is just a fact. And so the question that Commissioner Umani raised was, well, if we are reminding voters here in the city that there is an election and, you know, giving them this extra reminder, what about in other parts of the state where there are more Republicans? And aren't we potentially, you know, just doing a get out the vote effort for Democrats by letting people here in this city know about the election? Which struck me as you said, Brian, rather partisan and rather alarming. And so in the course of reporting this story, you know, it was really important to me to go back to Commissioner Umani and to say, is this really what you meant by that? And in the process of clarifying, what he said was, you know, he was not trying to suggest that he didn't want voters to turn out, but it was just a fact that there could be a partisan ramification, which is true. However, he is a commissioner for the New York City Board of Elections, not the New York State Board of Elections. So in our
last 30 seconds, does this go in the category of saying the quiet part out loud? You know, it's in the interest of the Republican Party that fewer New Yorkers in the city vote at all. So he wants Board of Election practices that don't encourage voting.
That was exactly how one of the voting rights advocates who heard this framed it to me. And I think it again raises the question that we in New York have been grappling with. Is this the best way to run our elections? Is a bipartisan system the most effective way to administer them? State Senator Zelmer Myrie issued a report last fall after doing a series of public hearings across the state, gathering input from voters, and then also talking to elections officials and commissioners from across the state. And among the recommendations were some reforms to how we run our elections. It's something that doesn't tend to get as much traction in Albany because it requires lawmakers to change the system they know. But it's something that seems like it keeps coming up. And I think it's a question that people will ask again when they head back to Albany in January.
WNYC senior political reporter Bridget Bergen always saying the quiet parts out loud, so we understand them. She is also host until the fall, the November election, of the live Sunday call-in show, The People's Guide to Power, Sundays at noon. We'll be listening then. Bridget, good luck this Sunday.
Thank you.